Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everybody. You are listening live to the Ask the Pastor radio show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week on this broadcast. We're going to take your questions live at 847-645-1355. And God cares. He's got a plan for your life this year. He's got a plan for your future. He said, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and to give you a hope. Boy, if there's ever a time where hope is renewed and hope is alive, it's at the beginning of a new year, but it's easy for those hopes to be dashed when things start going back to the way they were, start reverting back to the way they were. We start out with good eating habits, maybe fasting, maybe a diet, maybe an exercise program, and we end up reverting back usually to the way we were if we don't change our thinking. So the key and the secret to real lasting change is renewing our minds, changing the way we think, what I call fasting from wrong thinking. We'll be launching that once everybody's tired of trying to change all the other ways. We'll be launching our fast from wrong thinking that will change your life dramatically from the inside out with long-lasting results, with real change. So don't lose heart no matter what you're going through. There's a great scripture, as you know, in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where it says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And I want to just declare over you that you will not lose heart. I prophesy over you this year that you are being renewed day by day, that the momentary troubles in your life are producing a greater glory, and whatever doesn't line up with God's word in your life is changing in Jesus' name. You're listening to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Give me a call with your questions, 847-645-1355. Let's open up our phone lines and begin to take your calls. We're going to go to Simone and then Leslie and then William, if you guys can hang on. We will get to all of your calls and as many more that we can take on today, we will. Simone in Indianapolis, thanks for calling the Ask the Pastor radio show. Great to have you today.
Hi, Pastor.
Hi there.
Wow. Your opening just brought me to tears. I mean, I got to compose myself.
Amen.
You know, everything you just said is pretty much the reason why I'm standing here today, just upset with God and trying hard not to get out of this resentment. I mean, this is something I live with daily, because of everything you just said, you know. He has a plan, and I know this, I believe everything you just said. But it's like, okay, when? You know, Pastor, if you see what he gave me these, and you're talking about renewing the mind, oh my goodness. He gave me, it's called the Lamb's Diet. It is pretty much Jenny Craig for the Spirit. And it's huge. And I know it works because when I was on the diet, I turned around and bought a tire from a lady who had just stole $50 from me. And I'm like, you know, and oh my goodness. And I'm mad. I'm sort of resenting him because he's like, why would you give me something so huge and life changing for many Christians and then don't do nothing with it? I mean, he. Several times I thought he was going to do something with this, but it's like he kept giving me fire that didn't go boom. And in this mist, I'm struggling, you know what I'm saying? Going from job to job. And so it's like, when, God, when? I mean, why would you give me something so huge and make me have to beat down doors to give it to your people?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, Simone. I really feel your your heart and what you're going through, and I want to encourage you about something that, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible in Esther chapter 9 that comes to my mind when you were sharing your heart, and that is that in one day, it says in Esther chapter 9 verse 1, when the enemy thought that they had control over the Jews, in one day God turned it around, in one day. And so I think you need to understand God's ability goes beyond our timetable. So yeah, I get it. You, for months and years, you're beating down doors trying to get your breakthrough, trying to get your, you know, the thing that you're believing for to come to pass, and you're wondering when God are you going to show up? And yet God can show up a year from now and make up for all of the things that didn't happen the last year or the last 10 years. And so I think the key there is to remember that God is bigger than not just our situation, but he's bigger than time itself. He's bigger than our calendar. He's bigger than the whole concept of time. God is not limited to time and space. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11, he makes all things beautiful in his time. There is a beauty coming to your life. There's a beauty coming to your situation, and your faith needs to be in God's ability to make this thing beautiful in his time, rather than your faith being in something happening when you think it should or when you want it to. You need to put your faith in God's ability to make this thing beautiful. And he's going to do it. And I prophesy that over you. I believe that over you. I pray that over you in Jesus' name. And I hope that makes sense. And just pour your heart out to him. Tell him how you feel. He's not mad at you for feeling resentment. He's not mad at you for feeling anger. He's not mad at you for feeling upset. He's not mad at you for anything. But what he wants you to do is pour that out on him. He can handle it. And then begin to trust that he will make this thing beautiful in his time. Leslie in Pensacola, Florida, welcome to Ask the Pastor. Leslie, thank you for calling today.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to thank you for your faithfulness to teaching the Word, and it's a complete honor to be speaking with you. But my question is very simple. Yes, sir. Say, forgive me for my sins at one time when you get saved, or is it a continuous process? What is your outlook on that? You say, as your yes, sir.
No, that's a great question. And first of all, you know, God forgave us 2,000 years ago when Jesus died on the cross. We simply receive it. So it's really a matter of, do you believe you've received forgiveness? And it's one time that we receive forgiveness for everything in our lives. But there is a therapeutic experience that happens when we confess our sins to the Lord. Not that will be the time that he forgives us, because he already forgave us, but it will be the time that we feel that forgiveness, where we can simply be ministered to in that moment of intimacy with God and sharing our heart with God. It's like, God, you know, I know I'm forgiven, but I'm bringing this out, and I'm declaring this, I'm confessing this, I'm saying that I need your grace, I need your help in my life to overcome this situation, to overcome the guilt, and to overcome the fears, to overcome the all the emotions that accompany what happened. So I think that's more of how we handle when we fall, when we blow it. But when it's something that is from the past, you don't ever need to ask God to forgive you again. The first time that you receive that forgiveness is the only time you need to.
Okay, that's fantastic. Thank you. And that's what I believe. Your past, current, and future sins are forgiven. Thank you so much for your time, sir. This is an awesome talk to you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Leslie. Great to hear from you. Yeah, you know, on Leslie's a note on what Leslie was saying, our sins are forgiven completely, past, present, and future. Jesus did that 2,000 years ago. All of our sins were future sins when Jesus died for us. So no sin is really something that God is surprised by, or all of a sudden he's aware of, or all of a sudden, you know, we're making him aware of something. He already died for that. He already forgave that. He already washed that away. But it's a matter of us believing. It's us believing that we're forgiven. It's us believing that we have received this gift of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a gift from God. He gave it. Now we simply need to receive it and remind ourselves. And even we can even pray and say, Lord, I just want to thank you that I'm forgiven. I know that I'm already forgiven. I don't feel it, but I'm thanking you for it. And sometimes that will stir up the emotions of feeling forgiven, which are powerful emotions, those emotions of relief. You can experience that. You're already forgiven, but what we really need is relief from the thought and the memory of those things. And that's something that that we can go to God whenever we feel that. Remember, his throne is open all the time, his throne of grace, to receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow, 847-645-1355. And our next caller is William in Austin, Texas. William, thank you for calling today.
This is William. Yes.
Hey, William, go ahead. Hello, William, are you there? Okay, we'll come back to William if we can. And let's go to Carolyn in Richmond, Virginia. Carolyn, thank you for calling Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. Great to have you today.
Thank you. Hi, Pastor, and Happy New Year.
Thank you
God
so much.
God bless 2015.
Amen.
I have a question about the spiritual muscle. I have been in a bad place for the past 11, going on 12 years now, really bad place. I started reading the Bible. Every night before going to bed, I would read the same verse over and over again. But I noticed that even though I was doing that, my life had gotten worse and worse. And now I'm in a real, you know, I'm in a real mess. And I said, what happened? What went wrong? And a friend of mine told me, well, it's unbelief. That's why it didn't work. That's what went wrong. So she says, what you got to do is exercise that spiritual muscle. So I've been reading the Bible like I've never been reading it before, more often. I've been praying more often. I've been confessing the word. But how do I exercise that spiritual muscle? And how do I develop faith and get rid of unbelief? Because I'm in a situation now that I never imagined I would be in.
You know, it's a great question. I think that, you know, this, you know, when you think of physical muscle, the way that you exercise physical muscle is through resistance, right? So as you resist weight, as you resist certain weights, whether they be dumbbells or barbells or whatever the weights are, as you resist that weight, you tear down muscle. And then what happens is you feed that muscle protein and you feed that muscle good nutrition and it builds back up. You kind of tear those muscles apart when you're exercising and you feed them so that they can grow. You feed them while they're repairing. They're repairing with more protein. They're repairing with more nutrition. And so in the same way, when you go through something, you know, you have to recognize when you face resistance, that's like tearing the muscle. But when you face resistance, you need to feed your spirit, God's word, or you need to feed your mind, God's word, and recognize that as you feed on good nutrition, after you've resisted the enemy, after you've resisted, you know, the pain of something you're going through, you resist it with the word, you resist the devil by speaking God's word. That's how Jesus resisted the devil. But then, well, a lot of times what people do is they resist the devil, but then they wear themselves out. What we need to do is resist the devil, resist fear by speaking God's word. But then we need to feed our minds and our heart the word of God, where we're taking in, it's sort of like resisting the devil by speaking God's word and resisting our sickness or resisting problems by speaking God's word. That's like breathing out. But then we have to breathe in. So reading the Bible and meditating on scriptures and worshiping God. Now you're breathing in. So you breathe in and then you breathe out. And that's what builds, if you will, your spiritual muscle. So I hope that kind of hits on that topic. I really appreciate you asking that, Carolyn, and I just think that as you recognize that resisting the enemy is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. And when you feel worn out, you got to feed yourself. And when you've resisted the devil, when you've pushed, you got to feed. It's like if a person just lifts weights but never feeds themselves healthy food, then they're never going to build. While that they have an opportunity, while that muscle is being repaired, while that muscle is being restored, you want to put more into it, more amino acids and more nutrition and more healthy proteins. So those that's kind of how I would explain that, if that makes sense. It's a great question. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor, and I'm your host, Gregory Dickow. Let's talk to Chandra in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to Ask the Pastor, Chandra. Great to hear from you.
Hello. Hi, Pastor Dicko.
Hi there.
I'm a big fan. I also had called Ask the Pastor before it was on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it's great to hear from you.
Oh, my question is, I wanted to know more what Isaiah 40:31 means, because I feel like the Lord has been showing it to me.
Yeah, Isaiah 40:31, those that wait on the Lord will gain new strength. I'm sure you're referring to they will mount up with wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not faint. You know,
right.
I think that word is really the key, those who wait upon the Lord. That word wait it's not like a passive word where we're just sitting around waiting and hoping that something happens. The word wait upon the Lord means to exchange strengths with God. It's really a word that refers to a intertwining or an exchanging. So when it talks about waiting on the Lord, it's really talking about having an exchange with God, an exchange of my strength for His, an exchange of my pain for His healing. And so I'm literally saying to God, Lord, today I exchange my thoughts and ideas for Your thoughts and ideas. I exchange my strength for Your strength. I exchange my wisdom for Your wisdom. And then what happens is when you make that exchange, so to speak, that's when you renew your strength. That's when you begin to soar like an eagle rather than, you know, cackle like a chicken. That's when you begin to run and not grow weary and walk and not faint, is when you're doing it in God's strength. You're living your life in God's strength, which is not it's not just some theoretical thing, but it's actually something you can do by going to God and saying, Lord, I receive your righteousness for my unrighteousness. I receive your prosperity for my poverty. I receive your wisdom for my foolishness. That's the exchange. Those that wait upon the Lord, and it's an exchange. So I hope that makes sense, and it's a really great, another great question. I'm really glad you called, Chandra, and great to hear from you again. You're listening live to Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. The number to call today, 847-645-1355. We may have time for one more call. Let's try to talk to William in Austin, Texas again. William, welcome to Ask the Pastor.
Pastor, this is the best day of my life.
Amen.
Your program there is going to be so used. I was on earlier and I cut off, but I've got a gift that seems no one on TV has it, but you seem to be as close as anybody. And what I have, and everybody's agreeing with me, I've talked to, I've got a perfect book, Pastor. I've got an absolutely perfect book in English. It's called the King James Bible, but it's not a King James. It's the Holy Bible. It's pure. It's holy. It's perfect. I read John 17 every day. I've had communion every day now for a good number of days. And anyway, I'm asking the Lord for everything, and he shows me different ways to tell people. Perfect Father, perfect Son, perfect Comforter. Why wouldn't you expect a perfect book? Pastor Gregory, pick up. If you were God Almighty, you would have sent me a perfect book. Do you think God did any less? I'm telling people in the grocery stores, everywhere I go, and I'm going to be on TV, I'm going to be on radio, I know how to do these things. We've got an absolutely perfect book that if people are in the Hebrew and the Greek, doing the same thing the devil did, same thing Adam and Eve did, they're listening to another voice. Now, you are very strong. I love you. My wife loves you. She was on the phone here, and something happened to our phone. Ask the Lord, read John 17, in the Holy Bible, Jesus will say, I've given them the words thou gavest me, and they received them. I've been reading that every day for 4 years.
Wow. You know, awesome, man. Well, thank you for calling and sharing that. I wish I had more time. We could talk more, William, but I'm running up against the clock. We got about 90 seconds before we got to go off the air. And thanks for calling. You know, the Bible is the perfect book. The Bible is the Word of God. And, you know, we don't understand it perfectly. It is perfect, but we don't always understand it perfectly. That's why we need to pray, and we need to ask God to reveal to us, to help us to understand, like Paul prayed, that the eyes of our heart would be enlightened to know the hope of his calling. And so I just pray that over you. I pray that over our listeners. I pray that over every person who's listening right now, that your eyes will be open, that the eyes of their heart, Lord, will be open to know the hope of your calling in their lives in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise and thanks for it. Amen. Well, listen, you know, this is going to be the greatest year of your life. We've all experienced some tough times in the last year. Maybe you've lost opportunities or a job or a relationship. Maybe you've lost peace of mind. Maybe you've lost money or health. Well, it's time to get it all back. I believe God tells us in Joel 2:25, I know he tells us, he will restore to you the years that the enemy has taken. So I want to help you with that. I believe this new year should be a year of restoration of all things that have been lost. Well, I've got a teaching series along those lines. I want to send it to you. And as my gift to you, when you send a gift of any amount, I will send you my teaching series called Your Season of Restoration. For any gift amount, $5, $10, $25, $50, whatever you can give to support Ask the Pastor, send it to me. I will get this CD series out to you immediately, and it'll change your life. It'll show you the key to getting all your stuff back that the enemy has stolen, and it will build up your faith, your health, your financial situation, in every area of your life. Call right now, 800-761-9521. That's 800-761-9521. Or you can go online to gregorydickow.com. That's gregorydickow.com. And I'll talk to you tomorrow on Ask the Pastor with Gregory Dickow. God bless.